Once again, the song of the day, sponsored by Sartor Hamann Jewelers, is International Harvester by Craig Morgan. Excuse me. International thoughts. Initial thoughts on International Harvester.
I have some international thoughts.
Steve,
what do we do with that one? What do we do? We're in a quandary.
It's a quandary. There's some. It's kind of interesting.
Can we talk about the format first?
Sure.
How is the format?
Format was really good.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, you faded in and faded out. We had the full time.
Was it okay?
Yes.
Today?
We were able to evaluate the song.
Okay. Cool.
But we couldn't do that yesterday.
Yep.
Yes. Much different. Go ahead, Steve.
We did have time to evaluate the song. I don't know what to do with this, Nick. It's definitely questionable, okay?
Okay.
It's definitely questionable. I don't know that I can get over it, too.
Is it that bad?
It's pretty bad. I mean, it's just bad.
It's very, very...
God bless you.
I mean, wow.
It's very bubblegumish, would you say, type of thing. It's not,
It sounds like an ad for International Harvester.
All of a sudden, it's like, hey, was that Waylon? No. Was that Willie?
Nope. That song was not written by Chris Christopherson.
No, it was not.
We're kind of haughty.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But we are when it comes to country.
Okay. Yeah. So two.
Well, I can't. I said I can't go to two, I don't think.
So we can't get that hot.
I think I would go into like one. I mean, you tried, and it's different. We don't hear that kind of song unless Jake just has a major aneurysm. 1.11165.
Wow.
I won't go quite that low, but I will say this.
It was an awful song, man.
Steve nailed it with an ad, because all I could think of is this song's playing for Beck Seed. I felt something like that. I thought, yeah, this is playing for, this was playing in the background. Is there putting seed in the ground out there in Goner, getting the plots ready? This is kind of how I viewed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just a bad song in the background.
Yeah. Not a bad saw, but great feed. You know, that's the way it looks. Yeah. I did know, a little embarrassing. I knew a lot of the words.
I did know a lot of the words. You knew that song.
I knew the song. Knew several of the words. So it's kind of one of those songs that was kind of played. Never is it going like, hey, somebody grab my Craig Morgan cassette.
No.
You know, going out at night or something.
No.
Throw that in real quick.
No, let's listen to that.
I'm going to go with more of a 4.4216.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll give it a four.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Josh. Right.
How do we feel like Josh landed here?
Low. I'm going to say Josh is in 3.9.
I think he's lower than that.
I'm going to try to say he's going to be about a 5.
Mm-mm.
2.5.
He's in my realm.
2.5. Half of that.
2.5. Yeah. Nick.
All right. Let's get to the...
Nick, just play rock and roll or something.
Yeah. Well, that's not always questionable. This was certainly questionable.
That's true. Yes, it was.
I'm slowly getting the hang of what.
Try the 70s. Means. See how that works out for us.
All right, here we go. Again. Let's see how it happens here. Notorious B.I.B. says 4.1. We got unnamed texter says, Nick, I appreciate your music choice, 8.7. Mm-hmm. We also have Rod in South Lincoln, age 61, says 5.0. Unnamed texter says garbage, 0. Eric says absolute trash, 0.0. Dino gives it a 7. Triple H's dad gives it a 9.
Jeez.
Mike and Dalton says 7. Scott from Bancroft, 8.222226.
There's
big swim.
The people like
nice
it.
Yeah. Job, bro. We got Scott and Lincoln says -5.
Okay.
Kiffin in Columbus says Lane. 1. Corey in Lincoln, 2. Says embarrassing. Nate in Dorchester.
Corey.
Nate in Dorchester, 8.7. Great song, Nick. Sean in Omaha asks if this is even a real song. 0.
I wondered that.
Steve thought it was an ad.
I thought it was an ad for International Harvester.
Yep.
IH.
We have an unnamed texture that says bleep and love it.
Really?
Bleep and love it.
Yeah, okay. They said right. The word. We have Kyle Hooper says way to keep it quiet during the song, 8.1. We have Big Bird says 6 on there.
This has been about the biggest discrepancy.
Yeah.
From trash.
There's
to
a
zero,
lot of there's really a lot
to a lot of to good scores. Yeah. This is the biggest discrepancy I've ever seen maybe in a song.
Yep.
Yeah, Tony in Fort Bragg, big fan, 9.22759. Yeah. We'll go with another bad one here. East Lincoln West, 3, hard pass. There you go. Yeah. So once again,
no
international. I did not see it on here.
No burn.
Corey
was
not
Corey was
not there.
Yeah. His friend wasn't there.
Yep. Not today. So, yeah, once again, International Harvester by Craig Morgan, released in 2006.
Is that a song that, like, is that one in your repertoire?
I wouldn't say it's in my repertoire.
I can see you driving the new car with the tinted windows.
I would not. Like, I thought about playing some MC Hammer today.
Ooh. Hammer time.
I didn't think that would go over well.
No, don't assume that.
Don't assume that. You never know how things turn. You'd be shocked how things turn sometimes.
But don't play Hammer tomorrow because you give it away.
I give it away. Now you can't do Hammer time now.
Yeah. How about this? Unnamed texter says, trash song, but questionable nonetheless. At least Nick went questionable instead of pandering to the old heads.
Oh, wow. They took a shot at us. Direct shot.
The old heads.
Yes.
I guess that's what we are.
Pandering. Yes.
Bubba says 9 out of spite because Sip only likes bleep from the 70s. That's crazy.
I'm kind of with him on the 70s.
We actually had somebody on the text line say that they've seen Craig Morgan in concert a couple of times.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Sorry. That'd be free.
I don't know.
Concert.
There's no way you're paying.
He's in the town square. Oh. You just stop by at lunch.
That's awesome. All right. Anyway.
Heyman.
Yeah, Sartor Heyman Jewelers.
Yeah, and Heyman has a
Rick Heyman says hot garbage.
He sponsored the song.
Yeah. Rick, I'm sorry that I put that on and tied to your name today.
It's tied right there.
Well, we're not gonna like them all.
Yeah.
There you go. But nonetheless. Oh, okay. Should we break the news?
Yes.
Should we break the news? Or should we wait?
Do you have the breaking sounder. News?
I absolutely do have the breaking news sounder.
This is big.
This is big news here.
Announce it like Walter Cronkite, please.
I have no clue who that is.
Is it Harry
Charles Carroll.
Charles Carroll, yes.
Here we go. So this is breaking news coming in from 93.7 The T. I don't know those people.
This isn't our breaking news.
It's okay.
Oh, it's not?
It's fine, though.
This is the only breaking news sounder I'm aware of.
It's 100% fine.
Okay.
This is breaking news. Jake Sorensen is officially a father. He has notified us that at 6:27 a.m., he and his wonderful wife, Elizabeth, officially became parents to a beautiful, healthy baby girl. 6:27 a.m. this morning.
Born during...
Yes.
Early break with Sip and Jake.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
And Bill. Hey, you handled
during
that
the
well.
Show.
You handled that well.
There it is. So Jake Sorensen is out for a week being a dad. I just got a text from him. This is pretty cool here.
Okay.
He said, Jake said, this is surreal, man. What an experience and moment.
Yeah, he's pretty pumped.
So there you go.
Yeah, he's pretty pumped. It was
stress.
I don't think they mind saying that. It was a long delivery.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't one of those like in and out. They've been going through some. It just took a long time.
There was some stress.
It just took a long time.
But look at now.
There you go. Jake's a dad.
He's a dad to a little daughter who's doing fine. Everybody's doing fine.
Yes. Yep.
She'll look up to him. My albino dad, who won a wrestling match in Seward against someone from Columbus who we're trying to track down.
I'm not aware of that story.
You just squirm around and try not to get pinned.
That's what his dad would tell him. Try not to get pinned. There had to be a buzz around the third period, like going, hey, guys, check over on Matt 4. The albino's staying alive. He's up 3-2. Biting his tail off.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
People are asking if we can give Jake's personal cell number out. We cannot.
I don't think we better.
We probably should not.
But they can DM him, right?
Yes.
Tweet at him.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's his Twitter handle?
Yes. Can we get that out?
I'm pretty sure it's just 937 Jake Sorensen. 937.
He would
Jake
love
Sorensen.
To hear from you.
Yep. There you go. So once again, yep. Says tell them that the baby was born this morning during early break at 6:27. We'll let people know the name in the coming days. Beautiful, healthy baby girl.
Appropriate.
That is
during
verbatim.
Early break. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I tell you what, the more amazing thing is that he texted both of us being Sipper in a group with him. The baby was born at 6:27.
Mm-hmm.
We had a text at 6:37.
Yeah.
10 minutes after the baby's born, he got a hold of us.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good. You think it'd be maybe around 9 today, right? Like, everybody lets people know.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, he's like all of a sudden, okay, all right, incoming.
Wow.
So exciting time for Jake and Elizabeth. Congratulations to them. All right, guys, we ready to get to the mailbag here for a moment?
Sure.
All right, let's do this. Mailbag, as always, sponsored by our good friends at Double Eagle Golf. They book your tee time indoors at Double Eagle Golf, DoubleEagle.golf, inside the Kinetic Sports Complex on West O Street, where it's always 72 degrees and sunny. Let's get the music
going
here.
What a complex that is.
Let's get the music going. There it is.
Sam.
We got the mailbag.
Ooh.
All right, first question comes from Michael. It says, aloha. This past weekend, it was reported about Israel. I'm not going to go into the stats of it. About them intercepting drones. Which Husker defensive back, current and all time, would you most trust to make an interception?
Okay. Interesting question.
I got to lean to Sip on this one more, just because you've covered it for the span of time.
Yeah.
I have some knowledge of people I coached here at three different times, but you covered it for the, you know,
for a long time. I mean, I'd go to Ralph Brown. Ralph was, he had some big years of picks. One of the Bullock boys.
Led
the country.
Yeah.
Like, I had like a 10. I mean, I can't remember if it was Daniel or Josh.
What's that?
But I would.
It was Josh.
Was it Josh?
Yes.
Do you remember? Were you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy numbers.
Has crazy interception. Thank you, Bill.
Yes, it was Josh.
You remember that?
Yes.
God bless you, Josh Bullock. I would probably go to Josh Bullock.
Have to, just for the numbers. Yes.
Yeah. Josh Bullock.
All right, second one.
You know what? Can I say one more thing, though? You know what I love? What I love? What I just love in football? I love blocked punts. Those are fun. Or blocked kicks. Interception. A guy that makes an interception and has a chance for a return is a super fun part of football. That's when it's like, it's just a fun moment. Oh, God, he's got a shot here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And those guys that can run it after they pick it, it's beautiful. Sometimes you get a convoy.
They have such a natural segue. They're just hooked up that way. There's something that's like, okay, I got the ball. I'm going to get what I can. I'm out.
Yeah.
And then there's ones that go, hey, this is dangerous.
Right.
This is something. You've coached them. If you have a chance to go score, go score.
Yeah.
Go score.
You want to know who that was for me growing up?
Who?
Prince Amukamara.
Oh, God, yes. He could go.
That was for me growing up.
Yeah.
Whether it was in against Oakland. I remember the 10-3 game. That was a lone touchdown. Maybe he was knocked out at like the 2?
Yeah, I think so.
I believe it was that. He picked off Landry Jones.
Did you recruit him?
I did recruit
Prince. Yeah,
Bill Bush recruited that man from Arizona. You had a big year in Arizona.
It was a big year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's also notable about Prince? He's in the Hall of Fame, so I was able to hang out with him when I was at his Hall of Fame induction. A few years ago.
The Nebraska.
But he's the last first-round draft pick.
That is right.
He's the last first-round draft pick for Nebraska.
Was that 2011, I believe? 21st overall?
It's a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's a long time.
It's a long time for a first-round
draft. Yeah, two straight years of him. You had Sue go second overall, and then Prince go. It was to the Giants.
I can't remember if
it was 19 or 21.
Yeah, I think he finished second in the Thorpe Award.
Hold on a second. That's Nebraska's last first-rounder.
Yes, sir, it was.
Good job.
Sure was. Second one, final mailbag question here. What is one meal that you guys have the greatest confidence in cooking by yourself?
Ooh. Actually cooking a meal.
Not the TV dinners that we discussed earlier.
Or pot pies.
Yep, or pot pies.
I don't think I'd even attempt to cook anything.
No, me and Bill are in the same boat.
It'd have to be something.
Is that right?
We don't cook.
No, it'd be something so simple as like a burger on the grill.
Yeah.
Something of that nature. That would be a good job. The chance of me getting multiple things out and mixer or something up or preparing a meal. Like, hey, I'm going to make sure I have, you know, a couple of nice sides.
Nope.
Yeah. I am big on whatever we're having. So all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're going to have French fries. Oh, we'll have fries for dinner.
Burger on the grill.
Yeah, burger on the grill.
You did good on that.
That'd be it. Yeah.
I'm just going to go there too. I've kind of prided myself on being able to nail frozen pizza in the oven. I nail it every time. I do. Get it perfect.
Nice.
I have a strange sense of it, like when it's, I can look at it.
The timer.
Well, I think they're all a little different.
Not if you cook it in the same oven.
Yeah. So no.
All right.
So for us,
burger on the grill.
That's it. For us, we have nothing.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well,
what about you, Swim?
Yeah.
Swim makes multiple meals.
He's a cook.
He's a chef.
I would not consider myself a chef. You know who is a chef? Well, there's going to be a chef here later today. Chef Bob Haney of Heavenly Waffles is going to be in the building.
Nice.
Chicken and waffles.
Nice.
Chicken. Today, I believe. I believe it. I know Heavenly Waffles is absolutely going to be in the building today, 8 to 11 a.m., so make sure you come on down and get ready for some waffles.
Chicken and waffles.
I'd probably go, I mean, the burgers, on. Chicken breast, things like that are probably my go-tos. I love to grill. The Blackstone is basically my safe space.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
What?
Can't you just see a man in the grill?
Yes.
I see him.
Get the chopped onions on one burner. Yeah. Then it's like, do worry about the buns as well, because you got to grill the buns a little bit just to get them a little crispier. Meat by itself.
What kind of meat?
Well, if it's a burger, it's cow.
It's cow. Your basic cow meat. I mean,
you can do hot dogs and chicken.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd really do hot dogs on the Blackstone. Yeah. You just probably normal.
Oh, really? Is that right?
Normal.
I've done
grill.
It. I've
I mean,
done
yeah,
it.
You could.
You can do it.
Yeah, you could. I've yet to attempt breakfast on the Blackstone.
Okay.
The pancakes, the bacon.
Mm-hmm. I've never done the pancakes. I've done the bacon.
How'd
eggs.
That go?
Really, really, really well.
Did
really
you do well. Eggs?
Yeah, I did. Did them just the other day for brunch.
Did you?
Yes, for brunch on the Blackstone.
I would love it. I want to try the breakfast on the Blackstone.
I thought you would be more elaborate, Nick.
I mean, I've made certain things. Like, I've made chicken chimichangas and stuff, and I've made
imagine
things like that.
Sip, what are you up to? Oh, I'm just making some chimichangas here at the house.
No, you can't imagine.
It's like
that.
It's like the chimichangas, cilantro, lime, rice, and such. That's pretty much
that takes good patience. Stuff.
Yeah.
It takes
he likes the prep. He likes the prep.
I have yet to perfect a chicken parm recipe. I need to figure out a chicken parm recipe at times with the breading and all. So there's some things you got to work on. But nonetheless, all right, that'll do it for Song of the Day.
Yes.
International Harvester by Craig Morgan. Don't forget. You guys can listen to it on wherever you find your music.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Spotify.
Spotify is fine.
Yeah.
Apple. Sponsored by Starter Heyman, as always. Mailbag taken care of by our friends at Double Eagle Golf. Visit them in the Kinetic Sports Complex today. And if you didn't hear the breaking news, Jake is officially a father. Jake and Elizabeth, congrats to them.
Healthy. Very, very healthy.
Healthy baby girl born at 6:27 a.m. On Wednesday morning. So congrats to the Sorensons, and you'll hear from Jake next week. So, all right, let's talk a little bit more about Husker football and turnover issues. We'll do that next as we break in the 7 o'clock hour on Early Break on the Ticket.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.